This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you for that advice. I mean, apparently you had, in a different life also were a bug man. Mm-hmm.
Trying to help, John.
So, yeah, I'm gonna watch the first 5 minutes, or, you know, but then after 5 minutes, you're saying I become a pedophile.
I think that's essentially what you're alleging here. Not pedophile. Just feel a little weird that you want to feel eight or nine that long again.
It's not about right? It's not about that you want to go back for that long. Necessarily. Yeah. Is there a movie that you think about? You know, that you wish you could watch again?
Absolutely, all the time. Breaking, and then Breaking Two, Electric Boogaloo. I tell you that all the time. Mm-hmm. Ozone. I don't have any problem with it. Like that takes me back.
Breaking.
But typically, I stay there 5 minutes, so I feel that way. Then I get back out into my real life.
Right. Right. Well, sometimes, you know, it probably would make you happier if you stayed there for a little while longer, you know, because reality bites, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier than back in the day. Much easier when you're 8, 9 years old and you just turn on TV that you ain't got to pay for. You know, you mm-hmm. enjoy the cable that you ain't got to pay for. You enjoy the groceries you ain't got to pay for.
Oh, man, you're just taking all kinds of shots today.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not taking shots. It's hard. Bills keep coming, man. Good God.
Brother, you don't even have a kid yet. You're talking about it's hard.
I have a dog that wants to sleep in the bed.
Oh, boy.
John, we better go to the next segment because I said a kid and you just said you have a dog and that's difficult. John, you don't have an idea yet. And I know I risk you closing up your ears now, you know, because you're not that triggers you just that saying there. Mm-hmm. Because you've been through a lot already.
Well, no.
But you cannot.
I don't have a kid.
So tune back into me. Yes, tune back into me. Cannot compare canine to child.
Well, I agree with that, but it still kept me up till 2 a.m. last night, okay?
I think you're a ways off, kids, actually. I don't advise you to
have children. Dude, trust me. I do not want a kid. I do not want that. I think it's witchcraft that you would even speak it into my life.
Little baby.
And that is like... Like I would be devastated. I like Maury.
I'm gonna pray for some peace.
Like when
they, for
like,
you.
Like when he says you are the father, yep. I would run out of the building.
I'm gonna pray for some peace.
I would run out, and then like the cameras would have to be following me. I'd be like, that ain't mine. You know, it'd be devastating.
Man, I don't even know. Are y'all gonna have kids? Sound like you
don't think they're
we will.
Bunch
we will.
Of crumb snatchers. What it sound well, like you think they are?
There's a lot to consider when you have a kid. Look at the shape this world's in. Okay.
That yeah. Size of your home.
Yeah. Exactly. The size. That's the biggest part, honestly. But anyway, Are You Afraid of the Dark premieres on October the 11th. I will have 5 minutes with it, and then I will have to come back to my tiny home reality.
Mature way to approach that.
All right, we will come back. We're going to be joined by Anthony Sane at 1:25. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you love to play golf but hate the expense of each round, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that iRing Golf and Country Club has a deal for you. Their low-cost memberships come with unlimited championship course play and access to the driving range, pool, and fitness center. It's fun for the entire family. Just sign in and you sit. And if you're 35 or under, you can take advantage of the junior executive offer that's only $140 a month. And if you join now, it's only $100 a month from now until December for any membership, limited membership excluded. That's at iRing Golf and Country Club because you deserve the country club lifestyle located off Hex Cross near Shelby Drive, online, iringgolfcc.com.
Some people pay a premium to see their heroes work their magic, but at the Talladega Garage Experience, you get prime access without the price tag. Spend your weekend watching your team gear up, then go to Gatorade Victory Lane to help them celebrate.
Wrap up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show, the 4th through the 6th at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Test drive vehicles right at the show. The Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at memphisautoshow.com.
Calling all duck hunters, it's Bass Pro Shops Flocktoberfest, October 12th and 13th at the Memphis Pyramid, with huge savings on the gear you need. Free seminars by expert duck hunters. National and regional calling contests. The Super Retriever Series dog jumping contest. Plus, a cornhole tournament. Prize drawings. free kids activities, and music by recording artist Stephanie Quayle. Visit BassPro.com/Flocktoberfest for details.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right, for only $25 a month, you'll have access to 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online, atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Landers Auto Sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. Why? Because they got the widest selection in the Mid-South. They got the best team in the Mid-South. They got every car you could possibly dream of down there. They got large SUVs. They got small SUVs. They got compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. Whatever it is you need, they got you covered out there on the lot. Price is starting at just $29.90. And like I said, they got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. They're going to help you with the purchasing. They're going to help you with the servicing, the accessories, all that goes into purchasing your vehicle. The car buying process, it shouldn't be one of anxiety. It should be fun. And that's exactly what it always is out at Landers. They are located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Dickie V is a basketball Hall of Famer. He's a college basketball analyst for ESPN, and he joins us now. Dickie V, how are you?
I'm doing really great, man. I'm sitting outside, beautiful sunshine. It's about 87 here in Sarasota, Florida. I'm in a restaurant, so might get a little loud here, but I'm ready to go, man. You want to talk Memphis Tigers, Tennessee Balls?
Yeah, you're living the life, Dickie V. Hey, there was a story this morning by Dana O'Neill about Penny Hardaway, Dickie V. And in that piece, Penny says when he looks at his team, he thinks to himself, we are going to win a national championship. Have you ever heard a coach sort of be that bold, that brazen about his team in only his second year of doing the job?
Well, you know, most coaches always try to be a little bit negative. About, oh, I don't know, we're not that good. We don't look that superb. It's great. I think that rubs off on the players. It becomes contagious. So why not think big? Why not dream big? They got certainly personnel. I mean, you got the era now, the James Wiseman era. You got the kid in DJ Jeffries, who's rated very high. The kid Ellis is certainly another outstanding recruit. You got guys returning like Harris who can score. So, I mean, they got potential. They got the potential to beat people. I can't wait. They just assigned me last night. I'm going to do the Memphis-Tennessee game down there in Knoxville.
Oh, right. That is awesome. That is going to be
great to have you.
That might be one of the best games of the college basketball season, Dickie V.
Well, you know, the one thing is a lot of rivalry there with some comments I thought that Penny made at the end of the year that were basically uncalled for about Rick and the program down there. I think Penny realized that. He was just basically speaking on behalf of his kids and his team. But I will tell you this, both guys get after it. Both guys can recruit. Tennessee's going to be very good again, even though they lost Williams, they lost Schofield. They'll still be good in terms of guys like Bowman coming back, Turner, and they got the big kid Fulkerson, and they got a great guard coming in, James. So they'll be good. I mean, they were 31-6 last year, 15-3 in the SEC, and then lost to Purdue in that really tough, tough Sweet 16 game last year.
Do you really feel like Dickie V, like Memphis, will be one of the stories in college basketball this year? I mean, you realize it's been a five-year drought since they've been in the tournament, but it sure feels like Penny's about to be back with a bang.
Well, you know, there's certainly going to be a lot of conversation about them, and they're going to have a little pressure in terms of – but it's nice pressure. I love what Billie Jean King, the great Hall of Fame tennis player, said about pressure. I was out at the U.S. Open, and I read one of her quotes, and it's so accurate. They were saying, well, this kid has pressure now in a big tennis matchup. And she said, you know what? Pressure is a privilege. Pressure is something you earn by having success. Mm-hmm. So when people say, well, Memphis will have pressure now with Wiseman and all, that's a good pressure. That means that you've had some success. So I think, you know, Memphis will be a story. Certainly Wiseman will be one, whether he'll be the number one pick. There's a great player down in Georgia, too. I think Memphis plays Georgia. Do they not?
They do, yeah. Here in Memphis, yep.
Where
yep.
is that game?
That's in Memphis.
Oh, it's in Memphis?
Yep.
When is that game?
It's January the 4th.
Yes,
January the
early
4th.
Early January.
I want to call my bosses up, maybe get a shot to do it. Is it on ESPN?
Yeah, because it's part of the SEC AAC Challenge, so it's got to be on ESPN.
Oh, wow. That's interesting to hear.
Yeah, so you got to give him a call after you get off the phone.
Edwards may be the first pick of the draft out of Georgia. Tom Crean's got a good one down there. But, you know, you look at the conference they're in, the AAC. I think it's so underrated. You know, they don't have the big football names, but in basketball, man, Cincinnati's tough. I know they got a new coach now, Coach Brandon, coming over from Northern Kentucky. Mick Cronin's now out at UCLA. But I'm telling you, Cincinnati, Houston, I mean, Kelvin Sampson's done a great job in the rebirth of his career at Houston. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that conference in Connecticut's going to be way better. I mean, Danny Hurley's a fighter. He's a competitor. That conference doesn't have cupcake cities, man. You got to come to play.
Dickie V, when we know how young they are, right? And I think that's a lot why a lot of people have got them down in the 20s in terms of their ranking, despite having the number one class. And we know young teams, right? Typically ones that start four or five freshmen, they don't win national titles. So knowing that, Dickie V, as a coach and having watched as much basketball as you have, what's the key for Penny with such a young team, right? To make the deepest run you can, what do you do when you've got such a young squad? We know they don't win big typically.
Well, you know, I disagree with that, though, to a certain degree. I mean, if you look over the years, look at the Fab Five of Michigan, went to the Final Four twice with all
Kentucky.
Freshmen. Look, for example, success Kentucky's had with dominant freshman lineups over the last 10 years. So I don't know. But they're good if they're talented and they really are good and play together, share the ball, defend. I mean, there's certain staples you have to have. You got to defend as a regular – on a regular basis, because obviously there'll be nights the ball's not going down. Mm-hmm. It's not going down, mm-hmm. and you better make up for it by hanging in the game, by defending. So that's going to be a key. Number two, you got to be able to be a good free throw shooting team. So many games come down to 1-2 points at the end of the game when you're playing against these quality teams that you got to convert on a free throw line. And you got to be able, certainly, to have a guy that can make some threes. Now, the line has been moved back more. That's going to be interesting how that plays out. The good shooter will have no problem. I think it's going to take the ball away from a lot of bricklayers. The guys were throwing threes up like so often last year. It became boring to watch.
Yeah, there's no question. We are, of course, talking to the great Dickie V. He says he's going to be on the call for Memphis, Tennessee later this year in Knoxville. I want to go back to his proclamation about winning a national championship. Obviously, this team is going to be one of the youngest in college basketball. If they do start five freshmen, which they could, they'd be, I think, the fourth team ever in college basketball history to do that. Dickie V, what are the potential repercussions, though, if Penny Hardaway is saying, I see a national championship, and that doesn't happen? What are the consequences?
Oh, I don't think any at all. He's loved there in Memphis, and I think the bottom line, he'll just reload again and get players for the future. I just think he's trying to show that he's positive. He believes in these young, talented players, and he believes they can win. And I think all of that is positive. I see no repercussion. I mean, some fans will just come out. You know, you'll hear overrated, you know, all that nonsense when you travel. But that's just part for the course. And Penny's been around the block as a player, college, NBA. So he's familiar with that, and he's not worried about that. He can recruit. I sent a message loud and clear, but on Twitter, people follow me on Dickie V, they can follow. In fact, I put up there on Twitter today, I was on your radio show.
Yes, thank you for that.
I'm telling you this, number one. I said, I put up, any coach, if there's a great player in the city of Memphis, save your budget, save your dollars, don't even think about coming to Memphis. because you got no shot. If the kid's a great player, no shot. Mediocre player, yeah, you got a shot.
It's true. Hey, Dickie V, do we need a? Does the world need a Memphis Kentucky home and home series? I mean, this is something that
I think it'd be great. Calipari and then certainly come back to Memphis. I think it'd be terrific. You know, rather than seeing some of these cupcakes. I tell you one thing. I'm looking forward to my opening game. My opening game this year. Again, I got some of my assignments yesterday for the month of November, December. I'm going out to Paradise Island, the Atlantis, where Carolina will be there. See their great freshman Cole Anthony, will be an impact player. Mark Few's going to be there with Gonzaga, and it's in the beautiful Atlantis, down the Battle of the Atlantis. And then I'm also kicking off my season November 5. How's this for a doubleheader? Madison Square Garden, November 5, Game 1, Kansas and Duke.
Wow.
I mean, come on. They're both in the top four preseason in almost every poll. Dan Schumer to be on a call with Jay Billis for that game. And then I'm doing the second game with Dan, and that's going to feature Michigan State, who many of them are picking number one, number two, and Kentucky. Many are picking up number one, two, or three. So it'll be Kansas, Duke, Michigan State, Kentucky. To me, that is really the start, the real start for college basketball at the Garden, man. Madison Square Garden will be rocking and rolling. I'm 80 years old. I liked about 12 when I'm there.
It's going to be fantastic. And listen, the answer to that question, it's on CBS, that Georgia-Memphis game, Coach. That's why they would have had you on it. That's why. That's why you don't know. They would have had you on it. That's why you know it's not on you. That's why you'd already known about that. Hey, you mentioned, what's going to happen at Kansas, Coach? What's going to happen with Bill Self in that situation?
I think the one thing, they can relax their fans. Arizona fans can relax. LSU fans can relax. Because
it'll
the
be a
NCAA
minute.
Takes forever, forever in making decisions.
Right.
So this year, you just got to sit back and wait for what happens. I mean, they're going to make decisions based on what they found, and we'll find out. I think the one thing is, I think they're going to come down heavy on some schools. I really do. Mm-hmm. I don't know who, but I think they're going to send a message loud and clear. And now they got a bigger battle on their hands right now with this law down in California. Great article. I just put it up on Twitter. Written by Sally Jenkins, and I couldn't agree more with the Hall of Fame journalist as she wrote about this new bill that was passed out in California as being proposed here in Florida as well, and it might just snowball all over about kids being able to capitalize on their likeness. She wrote a great article, and in the article she talked about how great actors over the years, Earl Jones and all these great actors, how they were able to go out, you know, make money off their likeness, Ashley Judd, while they're college kids. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with these guys?
Right.
Millions are being made, billions. So let the kids be able to be part of it. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
No question
Amen
about
that, Dickie V.
Hey, Dickie V, you're the best.
Thank you for this, sir.
We appreciate the time as always.
Well, I need one last thing with you guys. You know it means so much to me, is raising money for kids battling cancer. I just did an event on Monday where we raised a lot of money with the coach of the Lightning, John Cooper. And we had a beautiful girl with us, Katie Ballesteros, 15 years old. And I told the people in the crowd, some people complained about how tough it was. Some of their stocks not doing well. I said, you guys have no clue about toughness. This is toughness, yeah. Katie. For 1 year, she was in isolation. Isolation after having a bone marrow transplant, the battle of the acute myeloid leukemia that she suffered. A beautiful kid. So she goes through that. Then she has to go through radiation and chemotherapy. And now she's cancer-free. I put her picture up on Twitter 2 days ago. And so people out there, really, you have young kids and you really want to help. So much help is needed. Please donate. Just go to DickVitaleOnline.com, and the money goes through the V Foundation for Kids Battling Cancer. And you can also get my book, every dollar from the book, my latest book, my Mount Rushmores of College Basketball and my 40 years at ESPN. You go there, you can get the book, you can get a designer Dickie V hat. Both go together for $39, and every dollar from that $39 goes to pediatric cancer.
Absolutely. Dickie
V, thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Yep. You too.
He is Dick Vitale.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
The Fitz has done it again. They've gone and upgraded, updated, and elaborated, modernized, stylized, and re-energized. Changes like you would not believe. Just getting better and better all the time, y'all. Now, there's still all the same great action on the casino floor, but with a new layout and look. Brighter, more color, it's a better place to play now. New table games and new slots. Can I get an amen here? Oh, and check this out. There's a new store, The Market, where you can use comps or cash. You kidding me? And there are two new restaurants, too. Buttruckers with the world's best burgers and Bizarre Pizza. You build it, they cook it. Hey, if I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am. Man, the Fitz even has more new promotions, new ways to win even more. I'm telling you, you'll have a rockin' good time. Or should I say a sham rockin' good time? The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hi, this is Troy Fiveash, owner of Fiveash Roofing. It is that time of year where the weather is unpredictable, and given the recent storms, it's a good time to discuss insurance claims. So here's a few things you should know. Always hire a local contractor, because if you have a problem with your roof down the road, you want to be able to find him. Never allow anyone to pressure you into signing a contingency contract. They're used as sales tools, making you feel committed, and the truth is, those contracts are not worth the paper they're written on. Be careful of door-knocking salesmen. Some are reputable, but many are not. They canvass the neighborhood and tell everyone to file a claim, working the percentages and not caring if you file a claim, even when they know the likelihood of it being approved is low. Some will even damage your roof, hoping to convince the adjuster it's storm damage. That's fraud, and contractors have gone to jail for that. So do your research and know who you're hiring. Fiveash Roofing, the official roof of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Fiveash Roofing is what we do.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
I'm on Dead Man's Bend at midnight when my gas light pops on. I see a gas station ahead. Just my luck. Or is it? I walk in. The attendant lifts a bony finger towards me and croaks, "You want a Halloween jumbo bucks?" I whisper it, terrified, "No." And as I leave, he asks the lady behind me. She says, "Okay." And then...
she wants $75,000!
Scare up some cash with the Halloween jumbo bucks instant game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, hair-raising fun. Please play responsibly.
1, 2, it's coming for you. 3, 4, you could win much more. 5, 6, on a scratch ticket. 7, 8, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks instant game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9, 10, time to play again.
I'm a lawn guy, and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts yard.
You're in charge of hiring. And Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Baby,
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
That from Breaking or Breaking 2, Brad? I see what you're doing over there. Much appreciated.
Breaking 2.
Electric Boogaloo. One of my favorites. Another one of my favorites is Anthony Sane. We talk to him every day, every Wednesday at this time. Let's do it.
Now, it's Anthony Sane. Anthony Sane covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer and is co-host of the Outsiders podcast on 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
Brother Sane, Brother Sane.
What's going on, my guy?
Man, how was media day for you? You saw John Martin and I were down there, but, of course, they keep y'all reporter types man. Away from us
segregated,
radio
bro.
Types.
Yeah.
We were segregated, so I didn't get to see you shake your hand. The obligatory is your biggest takeaway. I'm not going to start with that one. That's the one everybody asks. What I want to ask you is the guy that you've got the most confidence in after talking to him on Monday.
It was hands down Jay Crowder. I'm very excited about Jay Crowder being a part of this team.
I saw you tweeting about him.
Yeah, I
what
did.
What struck you most about him?
The fact that he's here and he seems to be fine with being here. He was very candid, and he spoke about things like – he said he actually talked to his agent already. He said, I've talked to my agent, and I told him.
I'm curious because we didn't talk to him, so about your take on this. Did it feel like I'm here for the long haul type stuff, or I'm here to be a leader? Which one?
Pretty much his exact words were – because, you know, there's a lot of buzz about the Grizzlies trading him
obviously.
Or asking for a buyout or anything like that. And because he's a free agent this year, so a buyout wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility. But, of course, he has trade value, so I'm not saying this what the Grizzlies would do. But he basically said that he's talked to his agent, and he told him, nah, don't even lean that way. Don't even start talking like that. I want to be a part of this rebuild here. Like, I like the city. I like the team. I like the direction they're going in. And I really could see myself finding a niche here with the Grizzlies organization.
You're telling me that wasn't just typical media day talk.
No, this dude
embracing the new place that I'm at.
I mean, it felt
different with
it. It's media day talk. Like I tweeted about it last night, late last night. I said, young ladies, you know, if a man isn't courting you like Jay Crowder is courting Memphis, you need to move on. You need to
wow.
You should expect more. But he's doing what he needs to do, and me and my co-host partner. Cam Rose, we were talking about this whole situation, and Memphis is one of those cities, and I joke with DeAnthony Melton about this as well. Memphis is one of those cities, man. If you're that hard-nosed guy who plays defense, and especially you can knock down some shots too, man, you can be a hero here. You know what I mean?
No question.
And I think Jay Crowder totally understands that, and I think as far as his personal marketing, he's like, man, I could come to Memphis and really settle here. Because he's one of those guys who's cut from that Memphis cloth.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah, because he went to Marquette, right?
Something like that.
JUCO, you know, and that's the kind of guys that go to Marquette. You know, it doesn't surprise me that he'd be excited about playing in Memphis.
Right.
You know?
So, like I said, people talk about, you know, Memphis can't get free agents and things like that. They can get a certain type of guy. I think Memphis is one of those cities that once a guy comes here, they realize, okay, yeah, I can really find my way here.
Is he starting?
I think he definitely
because
start.
Of everything he can do in that experience.
I think he'll definitely start, especially if they want to trade him, which I don't think they want to do. I'm not. A lot of guys locally are really saying that. Well, you know, of course the Grizzlies are going to trade him by the deadline. I think I heard Jeff and Harrington saying that, and I don't particularly agree with that. I don't think the Grizzlies are particularly looking to trade him at all.
Because really,
the thing about a guy like Jay Crowder is this: even though you're building a young core, you're still going to have some vets on your team.
Well, you have to have some.
Right. You're not going to have a team full of 21, 22-year-olds. Even in 5 years, you're not going to have that. You're going to have a rotating revolving door of veteran players, veteran role players around your young core. And if you've already got a Jay Crowder here, you're going to have to acquire guys through a free agency anyway. Why not just keep a guy like Jay Crowder who's only, 28, 29 years old? You know what he can do. You know he can defend.
Man, is he still that young? Wow.
And another interesting stat about Jay Crowder as well, people say he can't shoot. The last time he was in a stable situation where he knew this is what I call home, he shot 39% from three. That was his last year in Boston. Ever since then, he's been kind of a journeyman playing on different teams, and his three-point percentage has fallen down. But once he's in a place, the last time he was in a place where he knew his role and he knew what he was going to have to do and he felt at home, he was shooting the ball at almost 40% from three. So like I'm really big on Jay Crowder.
Are you surprised though? Like we see Andre Iguodala, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Like he wants to go to a contender. He wants to play for a championship. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised that Jay Crowder like isn't in that same sort of? Obviously, publicly, he's not going to say that, but I don't know. It feels like a kind of guy who, at the end of his career, towards the end of his career, would want to go try to do that.
But see, that's a totally different thing because a guy like Iguodala, who was you know highly heralded all through high school, went to Arizona, one and done type guy. He came from a different path than Jay Crowder went down. You know, Jay Crowder's one of those guys. I think he went second round maybe or something like that. One of those guys. So he's just happy to be here. You know what I mean? And he's just cut from a different cloth. You know, just a totally different situation.
If you got JV at the five, Jaren at the four to start the year, and just say you go ahead and put Jay Crowder at the three, what becomes of Kyle Anderson, who it doesn't appear like, at least from what he told us, is fully healthy, and yet he was able to go and practice the other day. What do you do with Kyle? Do you not feel like he right now is more part of this franchise's future going forward? Well, at least you want to see that as opposed to Jay?
Kyle has a lot of question marks.
No question. That health being right at the top, right?
Of course, with the health being at the top. Then also as far as fit, because Kyle's one of those guys who the current front office didn't draft him, of course.
He fit in well with that let's fix grit and grind mode and try to run it back.
They didn't sign him, and he's not a shooter. Kyle, Taylor Jenkins is big on guys who can shoot the ball. Excellent playmaker. He's very smart defender.
That's what I'm wondering is where he fits in under this new regime.
That's going to be a strange fit for Kyle, but I just want to see him healthy. I'm a guy who believes I was a big Kyle Anderson guy coming out of college. And if people remember, Kyle Anderson shot the ball pretty well in college. That shoulder injury that he had, I believe, has bothered him his entire career pretty much. His shot has a very visible hitch in it, and I think his jump shot suffered from that. Do I think he's going to be a high-level three-point shooter in the NBA? Probably never will be.
Right?
But I think he's a better shooter than what we saw last year.
Did they wait too long on him? With the shoulder?
He admitted that he did. We didn't
get that part out of him.
He said himself, he said he wished that he had spoken up earlier about his shoulder and let people know like something's not right. It hadn't been right for a while. But
you get the sense it's going to be a while before, even though he was clear
to
practice the other day, that's going to be a while? From him.
But see, Kyle Anderson is also one of those guys. You talk about guys that are able to coach from the bench or lead from example from the bench. He's one of those guys if he's not playing, I think he's one of those guys. Because, you know, he was in summer league, too. He was on the bench.
He was out there.
He's one of those guys who
good
I think
locker
is just,
room
dude,
we feel like, with the young guys.
Right.
I just feel but between that shoulder and then to your point that you just made about fit, I'm not sure – that it works out for him in terms of just being a have like you said plenty of question marks.
Yeah,
about
I'm pulling for him, but
I think it's
gonna be a weird fit.
Yeah,
I don't see how it's gonna work.
How was your? But we know you love some Melton. You talked about him earlier.
Yeah.
Was he as happy to see him as you were to see him?
Well, I don't think he knew who I was.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think he knew who I was, but he was talking about how he hangs his hat on deflections and steals.
Defense.
I said, bro, you know, if that's what you hang your hat on, you can be a legend.
Be in a good spot.
And he started laughing. He said, yeah, I got to call Tony Allen and get some pointers on how to win the fans over. I said, yeah.
Did it concern you at all? We saw this come out as well during media day that Ja hadn't done any 5-on-5 beforehand. Did you figure that's where he was going to be anyway? If he had done some, it wasn't going to be much. Are you concerned at all about where he is?
For one, we've seen that he's fine. We've heard that he's fine as far as practice goes.
He's dunking on folks.
Yeah, he's dunking on people. He's talking noise. He's talking in third person, all those type of things. And saying, you know, it's all part of the game. If a guy gets dunked on, he just gets dunked on, those type of things. But also the fact that it felt more like it was something they were doing that was precautionary. Like they were just saying, okay, Ja's fine. But what are we really going to gain by letting Ja go play 5-on-5 and scrimmaging and doing stuff like what Jaren was doing. It's nothing but a high risk with that. So I think it was all precautionary. I think they just wanted to make sure that he was ready for training camp. I don't think it was an issue where he wasn't ready to play until Monday or whatever. So I think he was, you know, I think what I said earlier makes more sense than, Ja's finally ready for camp. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was the situation. I think they just kind of pumped the brakes and just really wanted to be super precautionary with them. Because that's a big deal. You don't want them getting hurt.
Heck no.
You know, playing with J. Cole or something.
Not when you lucked up like this and got that number two pick the way they did.
Playing with Hooded Mello and J. Cole. And
what do you think a reasonable, like, stat line for Ja is? Like, in terms of, like, what fans will be happy with? Obviously, we know, you know, 20-10. But, like, just in terms of, like, something that's realistic that fans will be happy with.
I'm looking at maybe, like, 14.5 a game, maybe 5 or 6 assists.
Okay.
That depends on what the perimeter shooting looks like. If we've got some legit shooters, he's going to. But I think most of his assists are probably going to come from feeding post guys, like feeding guys like Jaren or Jonas who
– Brandon on the break.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, when John penetrates, guys are going to double team, mm-hmm. and he's kicking it to somebody under the goal. I think that's where a lot of his assists are going to come from.
And do you think that's what it will look like? I mean, do you think that's something he can do? You think that's realistic sort of
– He's so fast and so athletic that he's going to draw attention on offense, and he's going to be able to drive and kick a lot.
Jaren is still growing.
Yeah,
it's
scary. Scary.
Does that mean you and I have fought against the idea that he's ultimately headed definitely for the center position? Mm-hmm. Does the fact that he's still growing kind of mean that he's ultimately headed for that? Maybe you end up getting plugged down there anyway just because you're going to be 7'4"? I'm kidding a little bit, right. But not really.
And, man, who knows? Because he's 6'11", barefooted.
Right.
And that's, that means he's 7 foot, 7'1" in shoes. And he's just turned 20 years old. He could possibly grow again. And I saw him over the weekend, and the dude was huge. Like, I was like, okay. And Jaren looks like he's grown into his body now.
He has, man. There's
like
no question.
He kind of looked kind of like a he kind of looked. I'm not gonna check him, but he used to look kind of awkward at first. You know, certain things he was doing on the court.
He's
but his frame and his base looks a lot more firmer than it did last year, and it's scary, man. Because I asked him. I said, "Well, Jaren, you're a lot of videos got out. The J. Cole videos got out, and in those videos, you were taking." Legit NBA defenders to the basket off the dribble. Like, they were running ISO plays for you. You were taking guys off the dribble. I was like, is that pickup game stuff? Is this something we should expect to see this year? You look me square in the face and say, yeah, that's real. That's what we're doing. And you heard some of the same things from camp saying that Jaren was getting rebounds and bringing the ball up court. Like, that's something the coach, Jenkins, is allowing the guys to do. Whoever gets the rebound, if you think you can push it, push it. You know, we're just trying to get down court as soon as we can.
Is dude Giannis, though, to bring it up?
Because people keep saying that.
Like, to bring it up, though, I get it. I've watched him operate on the perimeter. Mm-hmm. I've hit him. I've seen him take big guys off the dribble. Mm-hmm. But to bringing it up, like Giannis part, is that really where we're headed with Ja?
I don't know if he has
with Jaren, excuse me?
I don't know if he has the handles like Giannis has. But I think the ability to –
Like, he took Giannis off the dribble, lad. That was one. And you could see the look on Giannis' face. Like, damn, this dude
he can do all that. Yeah. You know,
But the bringing it up, like, is he that, though? I've kind of fought against
I don't think he's going to be a type of guy that you can, 8 seconds on the clock, you give the ball to Jaren, he's the guy
breaking
you can
dudes
do the,
off the dribble.
Yeah, I don't think he's that guy. But the things that Jaren can do are extremely scary because you're talking about a guy who's 7 feet tall, who can take guys off the dribble, and can shoot from literally anywhere on the court. And that's video game stuff, man. If he's able to dribble too, that's probably the scariest dude in the league. Like, if you just want to be honest about it, because you're talking about an elite level defender who can dribble, shoot threes, get to the basket. That's a demigod. That's an NBA 2K demigod. That's what you're talking about. But I don't think he's gonna be that dynamic of a player. But he's a lot more dynamic than he looked when we was looking at him as a draft prospect.
Chris Harrington, who I obviously respect greatly, I know you do too. They were comparing him obviously this morning, and he was saying, maybe a little bit of KG with Jaren, but he could also see him. I mean, Harrington thinks the world of him that he's number one, is going to average 20 and all that stuff, and be one of the best big guys in the league. If you're gonna be that right, and gonna be, and maybe it's a perimeter guy. Like, are 9 rebounds, is that even realistic? Is he ever really going to be that guy? Has he ever shown that, even in these minutes per game, that he is that guy? Or is it going to be more of a finesse game for him?
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how Coach Jenkins uses him. But I think that with a guy like Valanciunas on the court, it kind of frees Jaren up.
Well, I know that helps now.
Yeah, but eventually Jaren's going to have to get those rebounds. But it's just kind of scary, man. You just kind of think of some of the things that Jaren is able to do and stuff that we saw in flashes, in spite of Coach Bickerstaff having no clue of what to do with Jaren, the things he still was able to do. Like, it's just wild that if you get a coach who's basing his offense around Jaren to see some of the things he can do. Because
he seems more confident in Jaren right now after year one than he was. I think he said it today, than Powell after year, who won rookie of the year.
Right,
like,
exactly.
had a monster. Like, y'all feel that good about Jaren Jackson.
Yeah.
Powell was good.
Yeah, Powell was legit good. But Powell wasn't like
he didn't have this athleticism.
He wasn't like, let me put him one-on-one against LeBron, step back, three-pointer.
He wasn't taking anybody
out
of the dribble like that.
Yep. That's something that Jaren has in his toolbox that's scary when you really think about it. This guy is 7 foot tall, and he can create his own shot from three, and he's splashing it. Like, this, that could be wild.
It's unique.
Him and Ja together could do some scary stuff.
Best-case scenario for the Grizzlies this year. Like, if you could pick, like, okay, we're at the end of the year, it's over. What's, like, best case scenario, what happened?
That Jaren and Ja look like tremendous up-and-coming stars And I think if that's the case, if they're looking like true up-and-coming stars, that you're looking at a team that could win 35 games.
This year?
This year. If those two guys are that good, they have to be good.
Can they – like, is it crazy to think about playoffs next year? Because in theory, you're going to have a chance to add a top-five draft pick, you know? Like, you're going to have a chance to draft a good player in next year's NBA draft. They're going to be young. Mm-hmm. But, like, is it crazy to think about playoffs in 2020, 2021?
Well, I'm not going to think about playoffs next year. But my particular goal is I want them to be – whatever happens this year, I want them to be good enough next year where the pick that they give to Boston in the event that they draft this year doesn't matter. Like, it's we're good. We're not going to trip about wherever Jalen Green goes or wherever, whoever comes out.
Yeah, it'd be Jalen Green's place. Somebody like that, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, I think that's definitely – the only thing I worry about is, like, it's easy to say in September, like, how exciting it is and how much fun you'll have watching Ja before the games actually start.
Once they actually start losing.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, then you have, then you're sitting there with 35 L's and it's like February, you know what I mean? Like, that's the part that I think is going to be hard.
And Ja's having bad games. Yeah. Jaren's fouling out. And,
No question. I mean, that is going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? And I hope people are programmed for that.
Right.
You don't think the Pelicans will make the playoffs, do you? Did you see what Redick said? Zion can't mess it up. He's been 13 straight years. J.J. Redick has not missed the playoffs. He told Zion, you better not mess this up for me or the Pelicans. There's no way, right? In the West that's stacked?
I think they can get in at 8, but some things have to kind of break their way.
Who is coming out if they get in at, like, Spurs?
I'd have to look at possibly the Spurs. That's a good segue into my theory as well.
I saw you tweeting about it, but what I'm not familiar with is the details. Has to do with Pop and with Steve Kerr?
To an extent, yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow. A lot of layers to this one.
Yeah, this one goes kind of deep, bro. I haven't done a conspiracy theory in a while since the NBA season has kicked off. As far as preseason and training camps are concerned, I decided to go conspiracy theory. Plus, I didn't go to church Sunday. So I had to.
It's all right.
I didn't go. So been doing good, man. I've been doing the Lord's work. Man.
He knows your heart.
Right. He knows my heart. San Antonio Spurs, one of the most successful franchises in NBA history. I think they're 5-time NBA champions, all within 15-year span, something like that. Yeah, they won a lot of championships, all within a short period of time. Also, a team that had an incredible run of consecutive playoff appearances.
Yes.
I think they're still in the middle of that, right? They haven't missed the playoffs.
And it seems like
whatever happens to the Spurs, if they lose this guy, they're still good. And just some random guy who was like some second-round pick, undrafted.
Murray, it just comes
through just, there. Yeah, just some guy just...
he's a great player.
Just turns into a great player.
Mm-hmm.
And they overplay themselves, and they're just playing way over their head. But another odd situation with San Antonio is... every time one of those guys leaves San Antonio, they're not good outside of San Antonio. Another case in point, the Team USA team that played in the World Championships, coached by Greg Popovich, looked trash, honestly.
It wasn't all Pop's fault.
Right, one of the greatest.
Some commitments to go over,
yeah. Yeah, but leave. You still had 15 American NBA players.
Bunch of Celtics.
Right, who looked bad against, these.
It wasn't a good outcome.
Right.
What are you about to do? You can't dog Pop.
No, this is what I'm trying to say. I am presenting a case in my conspiracy today of that the San Antonio Spurs are doing something genetically with their players. I'm not saying they're cloning, but they're
You're
doing.
You talking about some Area 51? This
yes,
is John
they're,
Area.
They're doing some. They're doing some Area 51 stuff. Now let me start the conspiracy.
This one seems a little thin, bro. I don't mess.
Let me start.
Genetics.
They're doing some genetic stuff. I came in here about 6 weeks ago, I think. We talked about the Yao Ming situation.
Yes,
But let me say, this is something I believe is similar going on with San Antonio. If you want to do your own research, people listening at home, listening in your car, listening to the podcast on the radio.com app, whatever you're doing, take the time to Google search Steve Kerr and CIA. You're gonna get a return that talks about. You're gonna get a return that says that Steve Kerr's father was in the CIA. All right.
His father was assassinated.
And his father was a CIA.
In Beirut.
Yes, his father was a CIA operative. If you also look up Greg Popovich CIA, you will find similar stories that say that Greg Popovich during his time in the military served kind of as a Russian spy, so to speak.
Man, what the hell are you talking about?
And that he also turned down an opportunity to become a part of the CIA.
You're saying Pop is KGB.
With that being said, with the past that these two gentlemen have, the background these two gentlemen have, they would have access to things that normal NBA coaches wouldn't have access to.
Government secrets.
And you also realize that Steve Kerr played for Coach Popovich, right?
Yeah, at one point.
And at one point, Steve Kerr is most famously known for playing with who? The Chicago Bulls.
With us.
Which had Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, Mike
these
slapped
type of guys.
Them one time.
All right, let me go through a list of guys that have came through the San Antonio Spurs system.
Okay.
That once they left San Antonio, they were trash. Do you remember Roger Mason Jr.?
Yeah.
Very good for San Antonio. Left
like
San Antonio.
Amos Comet.
Trash. Gary Neal. Played for San Antonio. Left San Antonio. Trash. Jonathan Simmons. Very good. Played for San Antonio.
He was.
Left San Antonio. Trash. Danny Green. Almost was the MVP of the finals.
Toronto,
was almost
got him a ring.
Yeah, but he was on the team, but he wasn't the same Danny Green. He was, yeah. But he was, Marco Bellinelli came back for the DNA splicing this year. It didn't work anymore.
There ain't a one, though. I'm trying to think of one while you're running
there's
down
one. We're going to we're gonna get to that point. There's obviously one. We're going to talk about him later. Francisco Elson, remember him? Trash. Fabricio Oberto.
All these international dudes.
He played for San Antonio. He was good. He left. Trash. Ion Mahimi. Left San Antonio, trash. Garrett Temple, left San Antonio. He's played for like 10 teams.
They stopped getting the injection.
They stopped getting
happened?
The injections. Hold on. Tiago Splitter, remember that guy?
Yes.
Left San Antonio, trash.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Joseph, left San Antonio, trash.
Trash.
Now currently on their roster, they have Derek White, DeJounte Murray.
Who's good there? White is
Patty
good.
Mills.
Murray's been good there.
Patty Mills.
Rudy, yeah.
Patty Mills will not leave San Antonio.
He's had
offers to go with other teams. When he signed as soon as first day of free, I'm signing.
The juice is too good.
Right, the juice
injection.
Is too good.
Yeah.
Now, this is where
this is interesting.
This is a list of players that they're getting these DNA, the DNA from. If you're listening to the Outsiders podcast, we talk about this all the time. This is just a running theory that we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm. You're already informed.
All of these players that you see now are combined with David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, who's played forever.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr, who is the middleman of all the DNA splicing. Michael Jordan, who Steve Kerr got DNA from when he played for Chicago. This is all part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And also Scottie Pippen, who he also got
grew
DNA
a lot
from.
In college.
And you ask, what was the one player that got away from San Antonio and he still had the juice? That would be one, Kawhi Leonard. Who is a mix of, oh, there's one player I left out. Sean Elliott is also a part of their DNA splicing. And if you ask yourself, who is Kawhi Leonard? He is Sean Elliott, Michael Jordan, and Scottie Pippen.
Combined
together. But the thing with Kawhi is, he's kind of he's the one that got away. He's the Steve Rogers, the Captain America. Mm-hmm. Who they tried to do this to him, and it turned into something else.
Very interesting.
And he got away
from
this. He got away from their
definitely
their
make a case that Kawhi was made in a test tube.
Yes, yeah, they went too far with him. Because that's why when he got away, all the dirt came out.
I mean, this is all stuff you can find on the internet.
It's all on the internet.
And also why he got that inhuman laugh.
Yeah, they did a little bit more with him. It was more less injections and more. They went too far. Things I can't even talk about on the radio.
Yeah.
With Kawhi, they just went too far.
Well, at first I thought you were full of ish.
But I'm not. Look these things up on your own.
But after going through the evidence there, may be on to something.
And I'm praying right now.
I think
area
it's indisputable.
61.
And I'm praying right now for local Memphian KJ Lawson. If he comes out looking like Boris Diaw, you know something happened.
Dedrick.
Talk about Dedrick
Lawson, yes.
KJ down at Tulane.
You're right.
Lane,
you're right. If you see Dedrick Lawson.
I don't think they got the juice there yet.
Yeah, if Dedrick turns into Boris Diaw, just know that they got some Boris Diaw.
You ain't lying about them
juice.
Spurs leaving and getting sorry.
Yeah, they're leaving and getting very sorry. And they just replicate.
Or
guys.
It could just be Greg Popovich is a great coach and developer. But I'm gonna go with the DNA splicing. I think that's
once
it
again
more believable.
You enlighten us.
Just thank you, bro. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Here's Anthony Sane on Twitter at Sane Asylum. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason DeJohnotti here on FM ESPN.
We're sticking cash in your app. Now it's your chance to win MemphisRadio.com cash. Download the free Radio.com app, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, and get the code word starting Monday. Win an easy grand. Download Radio.com, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Listen weekdays 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. Radio.com cash, 9 through 5 on 92.9 FM ESPN. Get appy.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. But you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have five pocket pants in every fabric and fit. And good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get three measurements, take it at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettany suits are still two for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hey, get this. I'm getting free delivery on my groceries this month.
Free? How are you doing that?
Just by using code HOMEFREE on the Walmart grocery app.
That's for all your groceries? What about fresh fruit for your kids' lunches?
Free delivery.
Veggies for weeknight dinner?
A free delivery.
And that dinner party you're hosting?
Free delivery! Sorry.
Use code HOMEFREE to get free delivery all month. Walmart. Save money. Live better. $50 minimum. Offer expires October 31st.
F45 Germantown, that's where I work out. That's where you should work out, too. It's also where Brad Carson works out. You'll catch him exercising there from time to time. Listen, this is fun stuff. This is what you want in a workout. For me, you know, a lot of the time I was looking for a gym. I was looking for a place to go work out, and I'd sign up, and I'd be bored after a month. Same thing, fall into a routine, all the monotony that comes with it. You don't have to worry about that at F45 Germantown because every single day is different. You're never going to do the same workout twice. Trust me. And there are no treadmills. You're not going to get burned out on any treadmill because you'll never use them. So that, I think, is a great perk of F45. You got Monday, Wednesday, and Friday as cardio days. You got Tuesday and Thursday as strength days. And then their hybrid class on Saturday, which is the Hollywood. So what are you waiting on? You're going to get results. You're going to have a fun time doing this. What are you waiting on? You can get $45 right now for your first month at F45 Germantown. You can go as often as you like. All you got to do is text the word John, J-O-H-N, to 901-421-6087. That's the word John, 901-421-6087. And start your fitness journey today.
Wrap up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show. The 4th through the 6th at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Test drive vehicles right at the show. The Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at memphisautoshow.com.
Transformation. A thorough or dramatic change in appearance. Sure, that's the textbook definition. But it really means we're getting you in the locker room on game day with the new Talladega Garage experience. Come see it for yourself this October.
Come home to Chapel Cove with today's perks deal. Half off two tickets to the 2019 Vesta Home Show October 5th through 27th in the Chapel Cove subdivision in Germantown. Tour six impressive homes that showcase the best in home building, design, and technology. Explore the latest construction technologies, decorating trends, appliances, furniture, and more. The 2019 Vesta Home Show is open daily except Mondays, and there is convenient free parking available at Germantown Baptist Church for all the festivities. Don't miss out. Get your deal at GetMyPerks.com.
Tired of wearing the same five shirts every week? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist and delivers clothes right to your door, so you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at stitchfix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. stitchfix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Feeling cramped in your current home? Orion's team of mortgage experts know how to make your home buying process simple. Visit orionfcu.com and get moving today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Jason and John Guest appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Central Suites, they're over 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. Get to know the name, put it in your John Martin GPS,
and head on over there. It's only the sweetest place in Memphis. Christopher Gray and his wife are bringing you the most exquisite sweets in the city. You can check out the selection, the menu, over at quintessentialsweets.com, or better yet, just get over there taking all that sweet. And I'm telling you, John, they got everything from the traditional to the unique, the more unique, kind of unique that you'll never see anywhere else on the planet.
Yeah, it's true. You know, the Delta Fair's not here anymore. It's been gone for quite some time. But you can still get those delicious, great-tasting funnel cakes at Quintessential Sweets. They got all the different flavors, cookies and cream, s'mores, turtle, strawberry shortcake, and strawberry cheesecake funnel cake, as well as the iconic deep-fried Twinkies and Oreos.
Imagine a cookies and cream funnel cake, not just the traditional kind. Imagine a cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake funnel cake. Imagine homemade banana pudding ice cream. You won't get it anywhere else. That's the kind of stuff out of the brain of Christopher Gray again. He's a mastermind. He's a mad scientist. Why don't you go over there and see him, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard, or you can check him online again at quintessentialsuites.com.
Steven Gostkowski, Memphis Tiger, is out for the year, it sounds like.
What?
Yeah, unfortunately, he's going to be out for the year. He's on IR. So that's unfortunate news for him. But let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I mean, I'm not going to watch every inch of it or every inning or every out, but you've got a pretty big game going on in the AL. I was trying to explain the NL wild card to John. It was like, you know, talking to somebody who doesn't understand English to start the show off. But what I will say is you've got your AL side of that big drama. It all comes down one season, one game over the AL. Wild card game's got the Rays at Oakland, 7 p.m. tonight on ESPN. Athletics won that season series 4-3. I'm not even going to make a pick because it's the AL. And we deal in the NL here. But there, again, high drama tonight on ESPN over at 7 o'clock with your AL wild card game.
I'll be watching that. And I'm going to watch this Masked Singer. It's these celebrities. They're masks.
My kid loves the show.
Yeah.
And they, I think Johnny Weir was the first guy that was masked to get out. I hope I'm not dropping any spoilers there.
Oh, that's good.
The former ice skater. And he was the first one. And, little Chris loves to see the ice cream man dancing. That's a weird show.
It isn't surprising that Brad likes that show.
It's weird.
I can see Brad loving
that. I was surprised that it got renewed, to be quite honest with you. Now, I had not sat there and watched the performances until this year with CJ. Little CJ wants to watch. He's looking crazy. But it's weird how they try to just pick out of the world who in the world's in these costumes.
Yeah,
because the selections,
could be anybody.
Anybody, literally anybody.
It could be Roquan Smith.
Wasn't Antonio Brown in that like last year, I want to tell you?
Antonio
AB
Brown?
AB was in the thing last year,
possible,
I want to tell you, maybe. Yeah.
I'm going to be checking out the premiere of All Elite Wrestling on TV tonight.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, it's going to be on TNT tonight at 7 o'clock. I can't remember what the hell they're calling their show. But it is going to be on tonight at 7 o'clock. And it's called Dynamite. Dynamite is what it's called, yeah. It was Nitro back in the day for WCW.
Right.
This is Dynamite, 7 o'clock on TNT. I will definitely watch it because I just got to see. I got to see what the deal is. And by the way, Friday, my checkout time is SmackDown. That's coming to Fox. And guess who's going to be on it?
Oh. Maybe.
No, he confirmed it.
Yeah, if he's got time.
The Rock is going to be there. You'll be watching. Everybody will be watching. Thanks for joining us on the show today to all of our guests who join us, Dickie B, Anthony Sane, as well as Mark Giannotto. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydro massage lounges in all of our locations. Stop in today for a free demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides.
For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Tunica's Horseshoe Casino proudly presents Gin Blossoms and Tonic. Gin and Tonic Tour, live in concert. Multi-platinum rockers Gin Blossoms and alt-rock chart toppers Tonic, live. The Gin and Tonic Tour. If you kid tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets or visit horseshoetunica.com for more details. Ages 18 and up must be 21 or older to gamble. Don't want to stop before you start gambling. Problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, Memphis, I'm Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. As a proud partner of the Memphis Tigers, we put together a special deal to celebrate the return of Tiger football. Right now, get an automatic 16-SEER upgrade, Wi-Fi thermostat, and a dust-free filter when you purchase a new HVAC system. Put up your best defense, Memphis, and call Best Care today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401. Go Tigers! Tigers.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it, but it's no use. The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.